USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The two parties will be back at the negotiating table on Monday to hammer out a United States infrastructure bill. President Biden rejecting the latest Republican proposal, which included a spending increase of about $50 billion over the two previous offers. Biden saying the proposal didn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The Iraqi army says two drones were destroyed over a base housing U.S. troops. The U.S. defense system was reportedly activated to shoot down the drones over the military base in Iraq's western desert. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for today's attack. The same base was targeted last month by an armed drone. So far this year, there have been 39 attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Former President Trump returned to the political eye by giving the keynote speech at the 2021 GOP convention in North Carolina. The former president touched on immigration, election fraud, as well as problems he says are caused by Democrats.
Our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America's being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Speaking at Saturday's convention marks his first public appearance since leaving the office in January. Arizona fire officials remain on the scene of a massive fire in Phoenix. Crews planning to remain at the scene through the early morning hours to deal with hot spots. Officials saying the 6-alarm fire required more personnel to put out than any in the city's history. More than 200 firefighters from 10 agencies responded to the blaze, which started in a recycling yard and quickly spread to commercial buildings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Apple TV is giving you a sneak peek at a new animated documentary.
Apple TV is giving people a glimpse of their brand new special.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. Who Are You, Charlie Brown premieres June 25th on Apple TV+. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.